Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where to put your hard-earned money. Today we're diving deep into Lloyds Banking Group, ticker LYG, one of the UK's biggest retail banks, with a massive presence across Lloyds, Halifax, Bank of Scotland, and Scottish Widows brands. Let's kick things off with the bigger picture. Lloyds has been navigating a tough UK economy, but just posted some encouraging first quarter results that show loan growth helping lift profits, even as the broader banking sector feels pressure from rate cuts and competition. The share price has had its ups and downs lately, dipping toward 95p after hitting highs near 105p earlier this month, but there's real momentum building if the bank keeps executing on cost control and lending expansion. Lloyds Banking Group has been around since 1695, and now serves millions of customers through its core brands in the UK only. It focuses on everyday banking, mortgages, credit cards, insurance, and wealth management. CEO Charles Nunn has steered the group toward digital modernization and tighter cost management, with around 61,000 employees supporting a market cap of roughly £79 billion. The stock trades around $5.36 on the NYSE, offering a solid dividend yield near 3.7% that income-focused investors love. On the revenue side, the latest full-year numbers show total revenue climbing sharply to £65 billion in 2025 from £37.6 billion the prior year, driven largely by stronger net interest income as lending volumes grew. Net profit margin sits around 26%, which is respectable for a bank operating in a high-cost environment. The bulk of income comes from UK retail and commercial lending rather than flashy investment banking, giving it a more stable, deposit-funded model than some global peers. Turning to earnings, the first quarter of 2026 delivered a standout £2.025 billion in pre-tax profit, up a solid 33% year-over-year and beating analyst expectations. That growth came from higher lending income combined with operating cost reductions. EPS has been hovering in the 0.25 to 0.30 range in recent years, and the company looks on track to hit its full-year performance targets. Return on equity is running near 10.8%, showing decent capital efficiency even after accounting for regulatory buffers. Management commentary from the latest updates emphasizes disciplined cost control and selective loan growth in mortgages and business lending. They're staying focused on hitting profitability goals while preparing for potential economic softness, with no plans to challenge the big car finance redress scheme that the industry is facing. The tone is cautiously optimistic, highlighting resilience in the core UK franchise. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets reached £942 billion by the end of 2025, supported by a strong deposit base. Total equity stands at about £41.8 billion, giving a book value per share that makes the current price look reasonable. Key ratios include a price-to-earnings around 11.5 times trailing earnings, price-to-sales near 3 times, and a debt-to-equity of roughly 2.1. Liquidity looks tight, with a current ratio under 0.13, typical for banks that don't hold massive cash piles the way non-financial companies do. From a valuation standpoint, Lloyds trades at an attractive 11.5 times earnings, with a forward PE expected to compress further into the low teens over the next couple of years as profits grow. Price to book is hovering near 1.8 times, which is fair for a bank with its return profile. The dividend yield near 3.7% provides a nice income cushion, though investors should watch payout sustainability if rates keep falling. Compared to regional bank peers, this setup offers decent value if UK growth stabilizes. Breaking it down with a quick SWOT view, strengths include Lloyds' dominant UK retail franchise, scale advantages, and proven ability to grow loans while cutting costs. Weaknesses center on heavy UK concentration and exposure to regulatory fines like the ongoing car finance issues. Opportunities lie in digital banking expansion and wealth management growth as rates normalize. Threats include macroeconomic slowdowns, competition from fintechs, and further interest rate cuts that could squeeze net interest margins. On the performance chart, the stock has delivered strong returns with a 72.7% gain over the past year and 171% over 5 years, outpacing the broader sector at times. Short term, it pulled back to key support near 95p after the HSBC earnings disappointment, but looks poised for a rebound if Q1 momentum carries through. Momentum investors have been rewarded lately, though volatility around UK rate decisions remains a factor to monitor. Wrapping up, Lloyds Banking Group presents a compelling case for long-term UK banking exposure right now. Solid earnings growth, attractive valuation multiples, and a healthy dividend make it worth watching closely, especially if the economy avoids a hard landing. As always, do your own research and consider how it fits your portfolio. Hit that like button if you found this breakdown helpful, subscribe for more stock deep dives, and let me know in the comments what other names you want analyzed next. Catch you in the next one.